This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. It's down to the last week of campaigning for midterm elections, including the hotly contested gubernatorial race in Wisconsin. The last tracking poll from Marquette University is due out today. The previous numbers from 2 weeks ago show Governor Scott Walker and Democrat Mary Burke neck and neck.
While the First Lady had campaigned in Wisconsin twice in recent weeks on behalf of Burke, it wasn't until yesterday that President Obama himself appeared in the state for campaign purposes. The president addressed an event at Milwaukee's North Division High School. The goal for the event was to rally the Democratic faithful and drive them to the polls. But what was in it for the president? NPR's White House correspondent Tamara Keith was in town for the rally, and she joins us this morning from Washington. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
What was in this visit for the White House? How important is electing Democratic governors for the administration's agenda for the next couple of years?
Well, given that they probably aren't going to get much through the most likely Republican Congress, certainly even if Democrats hang on to the Senate, it's going to be very, very close. And so given that the president isn't likely to get a ton of what he wants from Congress, much of his agenda is actually taking place at the state level, things like raising the minimum wage and other issues like that. So the president definitely wants Democratic governors. And also, you have to say that Scott Walker is sort of a philosophical opponent of Barack Obama. So there's something a little special about Wisconsin, I think, for the president, for Democrats. Scott Walker is someone that is a conservative hero for what he's done in the state and is also a liberal enemy at the same time.
What did you hear? I know you talked to a couple of analysts as you were doing this story. What did you hear about the cost-benefit equation of having a somewhat unpopular president come out to campaign at this stage?
So the calculation in Wisconsin is that people have decided, voters have decided. It's a pretty darn polarized state, and people have decided how they feel about Scott Walker, and they've decided how they feel about Mary Burke. And it's a toss-up. It's a really close race. And so a lot of people believe, including, I think, the Burke campaign and Obama's people, that this is going to come down to turnout. If they can get core Democratic voters, the people who voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012, but didn't really vote in 2010 and sort of even stayed home a little bit in the recall election, if they can get those people to vote, then they think Mary Burke has a decent shot at winning this thing. And President Obama, he is unpopular nationwide for sure. His approval rating is underwater. But when it comes to Milwaukee, when it comes to, in particular, the neighborhood where he was last night, he won, I looked it up, 99.2% of the vote in that ward in 2012. So Barack Obama is still very popular, and he has a way with people who are core Democratic voters. He is the best salesman when it comes to the get-out-the-vote effort.
So this is the idea that there aren't these people out there who are undecided and for whom a presidential visit on behalf of Burke is going to turn them to vote to Walker.
Right. There aren't a lot of people who were planning to vote for Burke but would see her standing next to Barack Obama on a stage and say, oh, my God, no, I'm going to vote for Scott Walker. The state, for whatever reason, is pretty well polarized and divided. And there isn't a lot of overlap between people who would be upset to see Mary Burke with Barack Obama and people who were planning to vote for Mary Burke in the first place.
It has been a pretty slow campaign season for the president, but you reported this morning that it's picking up quickly over this last week of the campaign.
Yes, he is going to, I think it's five or six states, all of them blue, all of them places, again, where they believe that he can help with turnout.
Do you have your bags packed?
I don't. My colleague Scott Horsley is going on the Sunday trip, which I think includes Connecticut and Philadelphia. Philadelphia is another place where the president is hugely popular still in the neighborhoods where Democrats want voters to get out and vote.
Now, we've heard from some, maybe a lot of people, there's criticism that the president doesn't always seem to be engaged when he is in front of an audience in recent months. How did you see him connecting to a crowd like this versus the other kinds of events you've witnessed the president at?
He is really in his element when he's at a rally. And this rally was an overflow crowd. And was a really responsive crowd. It was the kind of crowd that shouts back and says no way when he says something that he wants them to say no way to, and who gets involved in the call and response. And so he was feeling it as he often does in rally type situations. I think that it's possible that President Obama is rarely happier than when he is in a school gymnasium surrounded by people who really, really like him. And he was in his element last night.
Is it kind of an eye-opener for you? I mean, you cover the president all the time, and there are a lot of events where there's not a crowd around him. I mean, I remember covering President Clinton in 1995 when it seemed amazing that there would be a living room full of people that would be supporting him. And there he appeared in a college gymnasium with adoring fans. You don't get exposed to his adoring fans that often.
Well, the fact is, I don't even get exposed to the president that often. I spend a lot more time, trapped in a briefing room, listening to my colleagues and myself asking the press secretary the same question 15 times for an hour and a half. that's the reality. But, yeah, I mean, if you look at the polls, if you just look at the pure numbers, Barack Obama has about a 45% job approval rating. That's not good. That's not where you want to be. But it's not entirely surprising to me that you go into a place where he won 99% of the vote and he's going to be warmly received. And the reality is, even if you go to places where he isn't quite as popular, he's still the president of the United States. And people get excited to see the president of the United States, no matter what his approval rating is.
Well, Tamara Keith, thanks so much. And hope you get some rest one of these days.
One of these days, maybe after the election.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Tamara Keith is NPR's White House correspondent. She was at President Obama's visit to a Mary Burke campaign event in Milwaukee last night and joined us this morning from Washington.
Fashion designer Timothy Westbrook joins forces with DanceWorks Performance Company in a new show. We'll talk with him and artistic director Danny Kipper right after this.